time for the Stooks in the Morning Emmy Updates. With Tad Flaxbeard. Good morning, Tad. You there?
Yes, good morning, fellas.
How are you doing today?
Well, looking at the Emmys, it's a little bit of a shocker this year.
Oh, yeah? I heard that there are some surprises out there.
Well, you see, they've changed the voting system, and now it goes through a couple different stages to make sure that some more cutting-edge shows get on, but as a result, there have been some glaring omissions. For example, James Gandolfini from HBO series The Sopranos. Are you familiar with this program?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
He is not on the Emmy list.
Oh, he isn't?
No, he did not get nominated. Quite the shocker. And Edie Falco, who plays Tony Soprano's wife on the hit show, also strangely omitted from the list.
Man, that is a little odd.
Yes, and that's not the only thing. We have the series 24 picking up the most Emmy nominations.
Oh, that's good. That's like one of my favorite shows on television.
And Lost, last year's breakthrough hit, which actually won for Best Drama, now not even nominated.
Wow, that is kind of shocking.
And in the reality show arena, you have your usual American Idol. You have that in there. You have, basically what I wanted to highlight here is the glaring omission of the Jeff Corwin Experience.
Oh, no.
On the reality show?
Yes, that's right. The Jeff Corwin Experience, not nominated. I, too, am shocked this morning.
I'm not that shocked. You know, I know some people like the show, but it's not really highly rated like American Idol.
It's on a Discovery Channel or something.
Yeah, not very many people watch it.
Oh, I disagree. This animal tamer, buttocks sublime.
What?
Gentle, soft hands. That's the stuff.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you chomping on there?
Oh. This has been Tad Flaxbeard with the Stooks in the Morning Emmy Updates. Brought to you by Viagra.